And it is 8:11 here on the Mighty 690, and time to get started with an update from Independence. We have Lisa Wilson joining us from the Chamber. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's happening?
Lots of things, but I have to give a shout out to Isham's Hardware. I was listening to that news release right there. That's incredible. Did you say 150 some
years?
56.
Yeah, it is wild. So just to think that, I mean, they were in operation during the raid on Coffeyville with the Daltons. And I mean, they have been here in the same location ever since. I mean, it is the oldest hardware store in the state of Kansas.
That's incredible. And we have one in Independence as well with Sayers Ace Hardware. So over 100 years, not quite 156, but over 100. So
do you know if they've been in that same location? Or
they have not been in that same location.
Mm-hmm. But they've still been.
But they've only moved like a couple of different times, just from one block down to where they are right now, if I remember correctly. So yes, some longevity there.
Yeah,
so
we definitely have some fantastic hardware stores in Southeast Kansas.
I know. That's awesome. Well, congratulations to them. I'm glad to know that they found a buyer and the legacy continues.
Yeah, and from what I understand, you know, they want to keep it as still the, you know, still like a hardware store. And,
right.
You know, but make it kind of a place to visit as well, kind of a tourist attraction. So we'll see.
Well, fun. And I hadn't given that much thought about the fact that they would have been there during all the Dalton activities right down there on the plaza.
Yeah, right
so,
there. Yep.
I know. Right in the thick of it. Well, so we have a lot of things happening in Independence. It is spring, and that means we're getting ready for the farmers market. So we've had our vendor meeting, and we'll be having another vendor meeting after our first weekend opener, and that will be May the 2nd. That's when the farmers market opens in downtown Independence, right behind Annie Mae's on the corner of 8th and Chestnut. The market is open every Saturday from 7:30 to 11. And hopefully, if the weather cooperates, we will have lots of vendors there. So it's a farmers and makers market. So lots of variety will be available to everyone that shows up. If you're interested in being a vendor, you can go to the Independence Farmers and Makers Market Facebook page, and there is an application that you can fill out online to be a part of the market. There's no cost to be a part of the farmers market. You just need to fill out the proper forms. Little House on the Prairie is open. I think I mentioned that last week. So if you're looking for something fun to do on the weekends, always head out to Little House on the Prairie. It's actually open every day of the week. So if you find time or you have visitors visiting during the week and you're looking for something fun to do, it's open from 10 to 5 and lots of activities out on the prairie. At the museum, we have things happening all the time. We have the Young Artists exhibit going on right now through this Thursday. And so I was there, last Friday, I believe, and I was looking at all of the artwork. And very talented youth in our community and the surrounding area. So I encourage everyone to visit the museum and look at the artwork. If you go into the museum and you're only looking at the exhibits, it's free admission, so you can stop by anytime Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4. If you need information about the museum, any of the activities, you can always call 331-3515, but go check out the artwork. It's from ages, I think, 3rd through 12th grade, so lots of talented kids. It's always fun to see their artwork. In fact, I was looking at the artwork, and then I had about 14 high schoolers show up to face paint for me at park opening, and three of the face painters that I had actually had artwork in the exhibit. So that was fun. There's going to be an open house at the Country Club coming up this Saturday, and that's starting at 11 o'clock, and they're going to have, excuse me, cornhole tournament. They're going to have a DJ on the patio, a bouncy house, a putting contest, a simulator hole-in-one contest. They're going to have face painting. They're going to have free food, just hot dogs and hamburgers, and they're giving away prizes. But I say all that because, you know, we're fortunate, and you are too, in Coffeyville, to have golf courses. It's definitely a quality of life and an amenity that people look at and look for when they're looking to relocate or make one of our communities their home. Coffeyville's fortunate enough to have a community course and a private course out at the country club. And Independence has a private course with our country club. And then we also have the Sycamore Valley Driving Range. So both communities have a lot to offer regarding golf, which means that people can, because we're only, 20 minutes apart, all golfers have all of that available to them. So anyway, I wanted to make sure that everybody knows about this open house because, again, it's a great place to not only golf, but they have great food. I eat there every Friday with Rotary. It's a great place to hold events and weddings and parties. We're having our leadership graduation there actually tomorrow night. They have a beautiful swimming pool. They have tennis courts that I believe they transition into pickleball courts out there. So lots of offerings at the country club. And they're also going to be offering a special membership. So this is a great time to maybe get in and save some money. So again, that is this Saturday, April the 18th at 11 o'clock. Dan Thornson out at Nordic Turbine Service is having caffeine, chrome, and car shows, and he's having it every couple of weeks through the month of May. So he's having his first one this weekend on the 18th, and then every couple of weeks, so May 2nd, May 16th, and May 30th, he will be hosting the caffeine and chrome, and it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. And the location of Nordic Turbine Service is 3848 West Main Street. So just head out on West Main, and if you get to Prairie Land John Deere implement, you've gone too far. And they're going to have cars and coffee and just an opportunity to hang out with community members. So that's something fun that will be happening. So if you're a car enthusiast or you want to just go out and have some hot coffee, check that one out. The Central Park Sports Complex will be, let's see here. I'm going to skip that one. I'm sorry. The Indy Open Disc Golf Tournament will be held this Sunday, April the 19th at the Independence Community College Disc Golf Course. And we have a disc golf course out at the college. We have one down on South 10th Street. So if you're new to the community or you're somebody that is just getting involved in disc golf, there is a group in town. So be sure that you reach out for more information. You can always call the chamber and we'll point you in the right direction. But for more information about this tournament this weekend, you can call Tyson Jones or contact him by email. And it's farmpathtour@gmail.com. So hopefully they'll have good weather. What'd you say the weather was going to be like on that Sunday?
On Sunday, it should be a little bit better, at least severe weather-wise. We're looking sunny and high right around 70. So
okay.
Not bad.
Nice. Yeah. The
It's frog in the throat.
I'm telling you. Yeah. We just had this conversation off air about I'm trying to drink things that will clear my throat, and it's not working. The Independence Historical Museum and Art Center is having their community choir. So they have been practicing all through the last couple of months and getting ready for their concert on April the 22nd at 7 o'clock in the evening. And again, they've been practicing since February, so I know that it's going to be a great concert. I heard them speak about it the other day and said that they really have a large group of people that have been practicing regularly for the concert. So again, mark that on your calendar, Wednesday the 22nd at 7 o'clock, and it is, I believe it's free, and it's at the museum at 123 North 8th Street from 7 o'clock. And then the Central Park Sports Complex on Tuesday the 21st at 4:15 will be hosting the America 250 high school baseball game and the first pitch ceremony that Craig Knoll talked about last week. So they will be playing Fort Scott, and they will be having that event in conjunction with the game. So the first pitch will take place, and then they're going to be having free food. Remember, he said it was hot dogs and apple pie while supplies last, so that should be fun. And again, that will be around 4:15 is when they're anticipating that first pitch to take place. And I think I remember there's going to be, I think, three different people throw the first pitches. in commemoration of our baseball history. So that's exciting. And then we also in studio last week had Ashley Hovel with the William Inge Theater, and that will be taking place next week. They'll be kicking that off, I believe, on the 23rd. All the festivities will begin, and they will wrap up over the weekend. And so, let's see, they're going to have on Friday the 25th at 2 in the afternoon, the community is invited to a free theater performance of Living Dead in Denmark, and that's written by this year's honoree, Kui Nguyen. So that will be at the William Inge Theater, so mark that on your calendar. And you can go to the website and check out all of the events that they have over the course of those few days planned out at the college. They have quite a long list of activities. And then the Independence Chamber of Commerce has a new member, Independence Headstones, and I want to give them a little publicity and shout out about their ribbon cutting next Thursday, the 23rd at 11 o'clock. They're located at 106 West Main Street. That's right across the street, kind of from Turbo's, if you're looking for a landmark. And we're excited to have them expand into our community. They're expanding actually from Coffeyville into Independence. So again, everyone is welcome to attend Thursday the 23rd at 11 o'clock at 106 West Main Street. The reason why I invite everybody is because the more people, you know, always the more the merrier, but the more people that show up, the more welcome our new businesses feel when they're opening up in our community. So hopefully lots of people can come out for that. K-State Research and Extension will be hosting the Aging with Attitude Regional Expo on Friday the 24th from 9 to 1 on the campus of, it's actually on the West Campus of Independence Community College, and that address is 2615 West Main Street. And it's going to be kind of a resource fair. They're going to have, it's called Welcome and Wits Workout. They're going to have some speakers and lunch and drawings as well. So you register by Friday the 17th. So that's this week, and that's so that you can reserve your meal. And the fee is $15. So you can call 620-224-3826 to get signed up for that. And then we have a tree board in Independence. Do you know, does Coffeyville have a tree board?
I know we do have a park board, but I don't know if there's a tree component.
Okay.
To that.
Well, Independence is actually a Tree City USA, and Independence Community College is a tree campus as well. And so the tree board gets together, and they've been doing this for some years now. They have their Arbor Day celebration, and it will be next Friday the 24th from 6 to 7:30 in the 4-H building at Riverside Park. And the first 50 people that show up get free pawpaw trees. So if you want to plant a tree somewhere or in your yard, those will be available, and then they're also going to have lots of community booths and activities for kids as well. It's always a good time, and it kind of just falls right in line with Love Independence Day, which will be next Saturday, the 25th, and probably next week I will talk about all of the things that we know of that are planned for our community. Sometimes there are ones that we know about, but they're secrets that they kind of want to launch and reveal on the day of Love Independence, but many of them are projects, and we want to make sure that we're talking about all of the good that is happening that day. So if you have something planned, be sure and call the Chamber office at 331-1890. And if you would like to participate, maybe you need some suggestions, always follow our Facebook page, because we're putting out daily suggestions on things that people can do, maybe things specific to our community, but also just things that you can do to express kindness throughout the day on Love Independence Day. So I want that to spread into Coffeyville. We talk about this. We've got to get it planned. We always talk, and we haven't pulled it off yet. So one of these days we're gonna make that happen. One of the things that I can, or a couple of things I can tell you that are happening about Love Independence Day is the Friends of Elk City State Park are kind of combining Earth Day and Love Independence Day on Saturday the 25th from 10 to 1 out at the state park. They're doing a cleanup. And so it's a great way to love and show kindness and appreciation for our state park by getting out there. And also it's a great way for our high school kids to earn some community service hours. So if you're interested in helping out, you can call Christina Ferris at 620-926-2040. Lunch will be provided, and they'll have everything needed to, you know, participate in kind of a cleanup out there. And then Dr. Haley Mueller is and AWOL are partnering and doing a no-cost spay and neuter for their Love Independence Day project. So this is a great gift to the community and a great gift to our pets. You have an approved application and an appointment are required. And this event will be hosted at ICC West, 2615 West Main, like I said, on Saturday the 25th from 8 to 4. And if you need more information about this, you can call 332-6070. But again, that is the Love Independence Day Project sponsored by Dr. Haley Mueller, who is actually a chamber member and AWOL. And then I handed you a flyer before we started about all of the baseball events that we have coming up on our 96th anniversary of baseball and independence. So that actually happens on Love Independence Day because of the special date commemorating our first night-lighted game in organized baseball history. So we're going to kick off the morning at 9:30 at the Verdigris Vista Trail, and that is located over by the 1050 Black Locomotive at Riverside Park. And we will take that trail. It takes about 40 to 45 minutes to walk it, and we'll have signs posted all throughout the trail that talk about the 250 years of America's favorite pastime. So it'll be a fun morning as we kick off the hike at 9:30, and then once we're done with that, we'll go over to the park area, and we will have we'll actually start at Schulte Stadium, and we'll do a baseball history story walk. And we also have some signs posted out in the park. And this particular walk is on the hard surface. It's only a quarter mile. So if that's more suitable for you, then show up at 10:30 and, we'll take that walk. That won't take, but I think about, seems like I walked it last year, like in about 20 minutes. So that's a fun one. And then we'll have free train rides and carousel rides and miniature golf, face painting over by the train depot, and the snack shack will be open. They're going to have a home run combo for $4. It's a hot dog, chips, and a drink. And then in the afternoon at 12:30, we'll head to the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center, and we're going to have a history talk by Independence's historian Ken Brown. And he'll be talking about the 96 years of Independence baseball history. So that's always enjoyable. He did it last year. It was very informative. So I look forward to having him do that for us again. And then the museum also has their baseball exhibit open at the museum as well. So that's from 1 to 4. So while you're there to listen to Ken Brown, you can just stay and check out all the baseball memorabilia. And then we'll have a rock hunt, and that will go on all morning long out at Riverside Park. It's being co-sponsored by the art class at the high school and TLC Nursery and Outdoor Living. We have painted baseball rocks that we're going to place everywhere. And if you find the special rock that's marked, then you get prizes for that. So you're looking behind me. Are the high school kids here yet?
No,
okay.
Good. You're good.
Okay. I didn't want to just keep talking if I needed to stop. So again, that is next Saturday, the 25th, and it'll all start at 9:30 in the morning. And if you want more information about that, go to our Facebook page, Get Independence, or visit Independence KS. Let's see. We have a spring tea happening at the museum. So we were talking about the art exhibit that's going on. And then next weekend on Sunday the 26th, the museum will have a fundraiser. It's a spring tea, and it's from 1:30 to 3:30. Magnolia Scents by Design will be providing all of the tea that that afternoon, and they'll have a silent auction as well, and table prizes will be given out, and they're gonna, looks like they might be playing tea bingo, so that will be fun. And if you need a ticket, they're $25 a piece, or you can get a table for eight for $175 and share the cost if you want to. And call the museum at 331-3515 if you want more information. I've been in years past, and it's always a really fun time. They have, you know, kind of hors d'oeuvres and then hot tea. So it's a great time, and it's a wonderful fundraiser for the museum. So grab your friends and check out the spring tea. The Red Cross Blood Drive is getting ready to schedule another event at the Wesley Center, and that will be Thursday, April the 30th from 9 to 3:15. And because they are needing blood, they are offering $15 e-cards to anyone who signs up that day. So visit redcrossblood.org to schedule a donation time. I'm going to mark that down. Let's see, wrapping up the month, the Independence Community College Cosmetology Department is having Brews and Dues. So this is Thursday, April the 30th at ICC West at 6:30 in the evening. It's sponsored by the ICC Foundation, and you just come out, and apparently you're going to get your hair cut and maybe have a cold one while you're out there. So anyway, that's going to be a fun event on Thursday the 30th, and ICC West's address is 1615 West Main Street if you're looking for that. We'll have our first Friday coming up on May the 1st. It's sponsored by Four County Mental Health this year. And also on Friday, May the 1st, the Independence High School Alumni Association reunion will be taking place over the weekend, and they're going to have their dinner at the Country Club that evening at 6:30.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. We're getting close here. Okay. So.
All right. So, well, I'll just wrap up with the IGC Sporting Heritage Center is going to be hosting live music on the first Saturday of the month through August. So that will be coming up on May the 2nd from 11 to 1. And then the last thing I'll mention is they are going to be hosting a women's only intro to pistol and shotgun by Outward Defense on Saturday, May the 2nd at 12 o'clock. So if you're interested in activities that would take place at the Sporting Heritage Center, call 620-675-9148, and they can give you all the information.
Okay, very good. Well, Lisa, we do appreciate the comprehensive report, as always. And always so much good stuff going on in Independence. Hope folks can take advantage of it. My goodness. And we look forward to talking again here real soon.
Yes, thank you.
All right. And on the way, we do have students from USD 445 from Field Kinley. They'll be joining us here on a Tuesday instead of a Monday. They're up next. And then we will get a preview of tonight's CCC Humanities program. We will have Dusty and Pearl joining us. That's all on the way here on the Mighty 690.